Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Amen. So wonderful to be here and in the presence of God and in the presence of you. It's wonderful. Dear, dear you. Every year faithful, every year true, dear, dear you. And I thank God for every one of you, and I thank God for your hunger to know more of God. Even though many of us in this room, we've been walking together at least 20 years, because it's 20 years. How many people in here, you've never missed one in 20 years? Me too. Wow. Never missed one. Isn't that remarkable that you, for 20 years, at this time of year, every single year, we have been here and we've all grown and developed together in the Lord. And here we are, right at the return of Jesus. We're still here. It's so wonderful. Praise the Lord. And so right now, let's stretch forth your hands to me. And pray for me right now. Because there's something I want to get out this morning. It's really stirred in my heart. Oh, it's stirred in my heart. Thank you, Lord, for utterance in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Flood our hearts with light, shafts of light today. Revelation to every heart, not only to the whole group together assembled, but to every heart individually. Lord, we want to give you all the praise and all the blessing for it. In the name that is above every name. And the saints of God said, Amen. So turn to somebody next to you or around behind you, in front of you, or whatever, and just give them love and a big smile. And you know, I'm not a long-winded preacher. I promise you, I'm not, because my husband, from the time that we started our church, there was a sign in the back that said, "Blessed is he who preaches short, for he shall be asked back." And so that somehow that got on the inside of me or something. And so it's like, I don't know, but today might be different. All right. That always has to be a first time, I guess. Anyway, I was doing a Q&A session a few weeks ago at our church, and for young people, and this was my very first question, and it was this: what one experience can you point to in your life that impacted your praying and caused you to advance in your relationship with God? I didn't even have to think. I mean, it just came out of me. Of course, it was the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues that changed me forever. And so I'll tell you about that experience for me. I was born again in September of 1972, and I was really hungry for God. You know, when a person, a spirit, your heart is really hungry for God, it creates in your heart a vacuum. And God will fill that vacuum. And that's from Psalms 42, where it says, the deep calls unto the deep. And then because of that vacuum there, he will go and fill that. Well, that was me for sure. And I'll have to tell you that I didn't know what I was calling for. I didn't know what I was looking for. I didn't know the names of things. I didn't know the name baptism in the Holy Spirit. I didn't know, I had never heard in my life of speaking in other tongues. But the deep in me was crying to go further in God. And as a result, God responded and he baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And so here I was at this time, and my heart was yearning after God, and my heart was in a state where my heart cried, and my spirit was like sobbing, all of me, this yearning. And it went on day after day, month after month, and I had no idea what to do about it. Or how to meet this. And so I would pray. I know you know what I'm talking about. I would pray as far as I could with my understanding. Now, from where I'm going today, it's going to make it seem like praying with your understanding is not important. But I am not saying that, because Paul said, you pray with your understanding and you pray with your spirit too. But I would go out and I would pray as far as I could with my understanding, but it could not express what I needed to express to God, and I knew that. Well, this one night in March of 1973, actually St. Patrick's Day of 1973, I got so hungry in the middle of the night that I had to get up. I had to do something. So I got up, threw a robe on, went to this little room off of the kitchen, and I knelt down by this chair, and I said these words, Lord, teach me to pray. That's what I said. Lord, teach me to pray. And when I did, out of my belly came this beautiful language, and it just kept flowing. It was like a river flowing out of me, and I didn't want to stop it. At first, I was very startled by it because I didn't know what it was. But somehow, the sweet release that I got in those expressions coming from me, the sweet release there that came made me to know that I was expressing something to God, and that this was real, and this was God. But I didn't know the name of it. I didn't know the name of it. I did not know what had happened to me. And it, just even the deep seated peace that resonated in me from that experience, the joy. Well, you know, just like Jesus said, the helper had come, the comforter had come, and I knew he had come. I just didn't know what to call it. And also, I had, in my searching and my seeking, I had fulfilled this spiritual law, and that spiritual law is whatever you seek, you find. Whatever you search for, you will have. And that's why I know that we will have the glory, because our heart longs for that glory and to see that glory. There is just something in our life about making room for the supernatural. And I didn't even know I was doing that, but that's what I was doing, was making room for it. There is something about esteeming and having respect for the things of God that will release you to a higher level in the Lord. And so let's just look at that experience of the baptism in Acts, the second chapter. You know, while you're turning there, remember Jesus, he referred to that principle of making room over in Luke, the 14th chapter. We won't look at that one, but because we have so many to look at today. But he referred to that one, and he saw all of the Pharisees and all those religious people, and he saw him making seats, different seats for people at this dinner, and he placing people in those seats. And so Jesus, when he saw them, and the, remember Billy referred to this yesterday when she said the word seat is throne. And he started to teach them that principle. And he said, always leave this seat open for your highest guest. And then when the highest guest comes, you will be honored along with him. And so actually he was teaching there on how to flow with the anointing is that you always make space for the Holy Spirit. But let's go over here to Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Now, before we read this, you remember that the disciples here were gathered, and they were in gathered in obedience to a command of Jesus. And he had commanded them to go to this upper room to pray. And actually, we could say right here, this is the beginning of corporate prayer in the church. This is what the Lord gave. Now, remember in the Old Testament, you would see the lone intercessor, we might say, or the lone prayer, Noah, Abraham, Job, you would see all of those. And we can learn piles of things from those people. But here is set forth by Jesus in Acts chapter 1. He calls them in an assembly similar to this for them to pray. And this becomes a pattern. The Holy Spirit has patterns how he works. And this is a very good pattern in that it is, he started producing here corporate prayer. And we can see from Acts chapter 1 or Acts 2 here, what we're going to read, that this was what was produced from their praying. We'll just read it. And when the day of Pentecost, verse 1, had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a mighty tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which was distributed and settled down on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And as a result of being filled, the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit was that they began to speak in other tongues. And there were then residing in Jerusalem Jews, devout and God-fearing men from every country under heaven.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org.